Now remember, each of our shows has a theme, and our theme today is simple steps that lead to huge rewards. My next guest is an expert on social media optimization. He'll show us how simple steps can lead to incredible return on investments when using social media. Dave Westfall is a mentor, a coach, a speaker, author, trainer. He has over 14,000 LinkedIn connections. And overall, he has more than 19 million people in his network. That's the size of a small country, everybody. He's a change agent with solutions that work on internet marketing that include internet search engine optimization, search engine marketing, social media optimization strategies, and we're going to talk about all of those. Dave conducts mastermind groups. He conducts teleseminars, webinars, workshops for beginners, intermediate, and advanced internet users. He has an MBA and a BS in economics from Minnesota State University at Mankato. Welcome to the show, Dave. How are you today?
I'm great.
Well,
thank you. Wonderful introduction.
Oh, well, thank you for being here. On the contrary, I'm just repeating what you've done. It's all of your accomplishments that makes it so great. So let's cut right to the chase here, shall we? Why should any business person be concerned with social media optimization? Give us some reasons.
Well, if you don't, your competition will. That's one of the primary ones, okay? Social media optimization is taking over in terms of the way businesses communicate with their clients, both new clients and existing clients. And it's a way for you to benefit from this new wave of what people are referring to as the new media that's kind of taking over for the newspapers and blogging and those kinds of things. So it's really a very important thing for small business owners to be aware of, because it's a way for you to get new clients in the future.
All right. Well, a lot of acronyms when you get into the whole social media world. There's SEO, SMO, SEM, SERPs. Let's break it down. Let's go through those so that it can help clarify, because there might be some novices that are listening to the sound of our voice. So what is SEO? It stands for search engine optimization, but what exactly does that mean?
That means using keywords for people that are in like Google or Yahoo that are searching for what you're offering, your product and your service. And you've got to use the right keywords in order for them to be able to find you. So it's all about being found. That's what SEO is about.
All right.
Go ahead.
No. It's all about being found. I get it. And so go ahead.
Okay. So the keywords, and this, when I'm working with a small business client, is one of the most unique things, is it's not your keywords, not what you think the customer calls it. It's what the customer is really calling it. So you have to do the keyword research on Google or on Yahoo or using other like that keyword search tools so that you can know what people really are searching on. And one of the easiest ways to find that out is to go do a search on what you believe your keyword is and see what your competition is doing. See who shows up first in a Google search. Who's the number one search? Because that search result gets 45 to 50% of the click-throughs on that search from a web searcher. So whoever shows up number one, they're doing it right, and you need to look at what they're doing. So kind of taking a look at your competition is one of the best ways you can go about doing search engine optimization.
Wow, now that's a staggering statistic, Dave, that you just gave us, 45 to 50% click-through rates if you're number one or at least on the first page of the Google returns.
Right. If you're number one on Google, you're going to get 45 to 50% of the click-throughs for that search. 75% of the people that are doing a search will not go past page one. So you have to be on page one of the Google search in order to be found. And if you don't, you basically don't exist.
Oh, I know. I'm that way. I don't go past page one. I might, if it's something that I'm truly interested in, go to page two or three, but typically I don't go past page one. So, all right, SEO is search engine optimization. Now, how is that different from SEM, which is search engine marketing?
Well, the search engine marketing, when you like do a Google search, those are the ads that show up on the right-hand side. Those are the paid ads. And a lot of people refer to it as PPC, pay-per-click. And so those are people who have paid for the position, and it's kind of like an online auction for those ads to show up for, again, those keywords that you're searching on. Like if you're looking for, you know, a radio talk show, for example, some people have bought those keywords and want to show up both, you know, to sell radio talk shows or to have you listen to radio talk shows or all kinds of different things like that, depending upon the business that you're in, what niche you're in. And sometimes those ads also show up at the top of a Google search in what's called the sponsored search result.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the paid ads. Those are the ones where you have to pay per click, whereas SEO is the free organic search results. And those are the ones you really want for the long term.
I see. We're talking to Dave Westfall, everybody. He is a social media optimization expert, and we're talking about return on investment for your social media. And all right, so we've gone through SEO, which is search engine optimization, SEM, which is search engine marketing, SMO, which is social media optimization. Now, how's that different from SEO?
Well, social media optimization is different because we're not using search engines to drive traffic to your website. SEO is all about keyword searches and Google and Yahoo and the big search engines and driving traffic to your website. But social media optimization uses social networking sites like Facebook, and Twitter, and LinkedIn, and YouTube, and other social media sites like that you may have heard of, MySpace, and so on and so forth, to drive traffic again to your website. If you set up your profiles correctly on those social networking sites, you can generate a lot of traffic to your website. And it's more targeted traffic because the people have more affinity with you and are more interested in what you offer as an expert or your product or your service.
Because you've friended them and they already have a tie with you. Is that the connection that you're talking about there?
That's part of it, exactly. And it's the call to actions that you put in and the offerings that you make on those social networking sites and how you engage the customers.
Okay, good. So we've got search engine optimization, search engine marketing, and now social media optimization. And you reeled off a couple of the names of the big social media outfits that are out there, Facebook, Twitter. You didn't mention Flickr, but that's certainly one of them, YouTube, LinkedIn. You've got over 14,000 connections just on LinkedIn alone. So let's focus in on that for just a moment. Why LinkedIn? And I'm going to ask you to, going to call you out on this. What are some of the best social media sites? Obviously, you think LinkedIn is one of them. Why is LinkedIn one of them? And what are some of the others that are great social media sites?
Well, in my business, I do business coaching and I do social media outsourcing and I'm a social media mentor. So I'm doing B2B marketing, and the niche that I primarily focus on is other coaches, other consultants, speakers, trainers, authors who are looking to increase their practices or to get more sales for their events or their books or whatever it is that they're offering. And LinkedIn is a perfect B2B marketing channel if you know how to do it and you know what you're doing and you're able to follow the rules and etiquette that exists there. A lot of people don't get LinkedIn, and I have a free webinar that I've done that's available on my website for people that I'm on LinkedIn and I still don't get it because they don't have a big enough network to really see the opportunities that are out there. They don't understand that they have to have a keyword rich profile so that they can be found for those keywords. Last summer I was found by a reporter for the Wall Street Journal who was searching for business coaches. She wanted to have somebody explain the four case studies that she had done using business terminology, how to thrive and survive in a down economy for small businesses.
Sure.
So she contacted me through LinkedIn. I did an interview with her, and I commented on three or four of her case studies, and I got a Wall Street Journal link as a result of that, and that's been tremendous in terms of what it's done for my business.
Well, that's huge. That's huge for any business. I mean, that's impressive. We're talking to Dave Westfall, everybody. He is the social media optimization expert. We're really going to be talking about return on investment from all of this social media. Now, you mentioned LinkedIn, and I'm on LinkedIn, and I'll say I'm lame when it comes to LinkedIn. I think I've only got 25 connections on LinkedIn, maybe 27 at the most. So I'm kind of lame. And you mentioned that you've got a free report on your website that will dial me in. Where would I get that? What's the URL for that free report so I could download it?
Okay. You would go to www.dewpoint.com, and you would go to /free webinar, FreeWebinar, and it will take you to a page on my website that will let you register for free. No cost at all to attend. I'm on LinkedIn, and I still don't get it, webinar.
Good. Now that's www.dewpoint, DEWPOINTE.com/free webinar. Free webinar. All right, great. So, Dave, I get that now. And obviously for you, business to business, it's very important to be on LinkedIn. What are some of the other really hot social sites that I have to be on?
Well, if you've got anything that's visual at all, you should be on YouTube. And like you mentioned, you should be on Flickr. There's people like in the wine industry that run $1 million-a-year business just by putting different photos of things on Flickr. YouTube videos are a fantastic way to engage your potential customers and create that online relationship that's so important in the social media marketing environment.
Mm-hmm.
You have to build that trust, and you have to build that credibility, and you have to establish your expertise, because you don't have that face-to-face contact. You didn't meet them at a cocktail party or through a referral or something like that. You have to create that relationship online, and YouTube is a perfect place to do that, because you've got the sight and the sound and those other senses that you don't have when you're just looking at text. Words.
Okay, that makes perfect sense to me. What about Twitter, though? I mean, everybody's Twittering or tweeting right now. What about Twitter? What's the importance for that? And is that business to business, or is that business to consumer?
It can be used for both. You'll see that most of the major brands have adopted a strategy in their TV commercials where they say, you know, see us on Facebook, see us on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them make special offers that are only available on Twitter to their Twitter followers. And you have to follow them in order to receive those offers. Southwest Airlines, for example, has over 1 million followers on Twitter. Walmart is doing a lot of things on Twitter. Twitter and blogging, which we haven't discussed yet, are two parts of social media marketing, and they're the part that I refer to as the outreach. They are what help you get your message out there. Facebook and LinkedIn, for example, are places where you can send people for more information. On Twitter, you're limited to only 140 characters, like the same length as a text message on your cell phone.
Right.
So you don't have a whole lot of space, but the people who really understand how to use Twitter have broken that down into segments, and you get a certain amount of information in those 140 characters, and one piece of it needs to be a call to action, someplace for them to go for more information or to respond to a message or something like that. A lot of people are using it for B2B, and a lot of people are using it for B2C, and a lot of people are using it for creating and establishing their expertise, again, creating those online relationships without taking them to a website.
We're talking to Dave Westfall, everybody, who is a social marketing expert, and I wanted to talk to you about blogging because we haven't touched on that. I've got a blog on my website, brainstormingonline.com. Why is blogging so important?
It's the best way for you to establish your expertise. And if you do it correctly, using the title of your blogs, you can get your name as an expert associated with the keywords that you want people to find you for. So it's a word association game, if you want to break it down to the smallest common denominator. And it's a way for you to build a following. People can sign up for what's referred to as an RSS feed, really simple syndication,
mm-hmm.
RSS.
Okay.
I said that wrong. And again, it's a way for them to follow what you're doing, but with an RSS feed, they still haven't given away their identity. They're still anonymous. And one of the things we'll talk about here a little bit later is the habits of website visitors. And a lot of them don't like to give up their email addresses and their contact information, their name, those kinds of things. But an RSS feed subscription is still an anonymous way for them to come to your website, start receiving information from you, and you begin to start establishing that relationship with them.
Great. We're talking to Dave Westfall, everybody. He's an expert on social media optimization. We're also going to be talking about return on investment that we get from social media. We've got to take a short break here, Dave, and when we come back after the commercials, I want to tease the audience a little bit and talk about your system, which is a four-quadrant system for really maximizing your return on your social media. Don't answer that now, but when we come back after the short break, we'll take a look at your four-quadrant system.
And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
You know, I think your brain produces a chemical that blocks out my voice.
What? Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Billy the Brain. You're listening to Brainstorming right here on KKZZ AM 1400, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. Our theme today for the show is Simple Steps That Lead to Huge Rewards. And my guest is Dave Westfall. He is a search engine expert. He is also an internet expert. We're talking about social media and how that can return on investment for you as a business owner. And before we went away to break, Dave, we were talking about your four-quadrant system that you have developed for people to better understand social media and social media marketing. So let's go through that now. You've got this social media segmentation system. It has four quadrants. What is in each of the four quadrants?
Okay, well, let me just give you the four quadrants first, okay? So starting at the top left is social network, and then on the right-hand side is website maintenance. Below that is consumer engagement, how you contact and make contact and engage your customers. And then the fourth quadrant is the metrics. So let's start talking about the social networks itself.
Okay.
The big three are referred to as Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. If you're going to be in social media marketing, you've got to, at a minimum, be on those three. Now, other social networks that I recommend to be on are Flickr and definitely LinkedIn, since I have such a presence there. And there's a really great reason for being there, especially if you're out looking for work or you're trying to make business-to-business connections. A lot of recruiters are on there, and it's a great place for career connections and networking just in general.
Mm-hmm.
I have contacts all over the world, literally, that then generate business for me because they click on links, they look at my status updates, and they come to my website. Academy, if you have anything that you're doing in the EU, the European Union, you should definitely be on there. And if you're into marketing specifically, you should consider being on Fast Pitch. Now that I'm on, I've probably lost track. I'm on over 20 social networks, 17 at last count, but I've added several since then. And they're more niche market related. And those are good places to be. And like I know that you're on one of the niche markets that are offered by Ning, which is a private social network.
That's right.
They have a lot of different categories of businesses that you can be associated with, and I'm on some of those related to real estate, for example. So those are the different social networks, but if you're only going to be on three of them, the big three are, again, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube.
All right, Dave. Now, you say you're on over 20 of these networks. I mean, where do you find the time, Dave Westfall, to go in and to keep up with 20 different social media networks?
I have it all automated using social media utilities that help me keep it all organized. Some people might relate to a tool called Hootsuite. I prefer Social Oomph, OOMPH, because it lets me automate what I'm doing and it lets me update multiple statuses on multiple networks. So I make one update and all of my social networks, if they allow it, are updated as a result of that.
All right. Now, explain a little bit more about how that works, because that's a huge time saver for many of the businesses that are out there that are listening to the sound of our voice. Social Oomph, OOMPH, is the system that you use. It's automated. So walk us through. Say you've got a new blog, a post. You were going to say that you're going to be on my show today. How did you use Social Oomph to get the word out?
Well, I started posting tweets, if you want to refer to them as that, status updates, 24 hours out, and I have posted them every 4 hours, and then this morning I was posting them every 2 hours. But what I did is using a tool like Social Oomph. Now, I'm a professional user, so I have an upgrade, a paid version of it.
Mm-hmm.
You could do this for on the smaller scale using their free version of it. I scheduled the tweets, and I ran them. In this case, I used a tool called ping.fm, and I was able to update my Facebook profile, my Academy profile, my YouTube profile, so on and so forth. Okay, that one takes care of about 10 networks. And then because I have linked my Facebook account to my Twitter account, whatever I posted on Facebook got posted on Twitter. And because I posted it on Twitter, I've linked my Twitter and LinkedIn account, and so it got posted over there too. So all 17 of my networks got updated with those statuses every 4 hours. And I gave them the call-in number for your show, for example, and I also gave them the URL, domain name for the live broadcast and the recording.
Oh, well, thank you for doing that. I appreciate it. Our guest is Dave Westfall, everybody. Now, that's social networks. That's the first quadrant of your four-quadrant system. The second quadrant is website maintenance. What were you talking about there?
Okay. It doesn't do any good to have your presence on these social networks if you don't have a place to send your fans, followers, friends, whatever they are referred to as, connections. So your blog, again, is one of the pages that you really need on your website in order to attract customers and potential prospects to your website. Now, a lot of people have standalone blogs, like on Blogger or Blogspot or on WordPress, mm-hmm. and those are all fine and dandy, and some people now have generated and turned them into websites of their own where the blog is an integrated part, and that's very important because if you don't have your blog as an integral part of your website, you're going to lose 90% of the potential traffic that comes to your blog, and they're not going to get to see the rest of your website.
You lose 90%?
A standalone blog is not necessarily a good thing. You want it integrated. You want it to be a page on your main website.
Got it. Okay, so integrate the blog onto the main website, or else you lose 90% of your traffic. What are some of the other things in website maintenance we need to be aware of?
Okay. You have to have landing pages where you send people. Google is going to reward you if you do this. A given landing page should only be about one keyword. That's the optimum search result that Google is looking for. So let's say it's social media outsourcing, which is one of my keywords that I want people to find me for. I have a single landing page on my website that's only about social media optimization or social media outsourcing in this case. And you have to have these different pages on your website so that when somebody searches on that term, your page ranks very high for that term. On my website, normally the number one page on the website is what's referred to as either the home page or the index page.
Mm-hmm.
My home and index page is like in the number 10 category because I drive other traffic to other pages on my website that have far higher readership or viewership than my own home page does. And I did that on purpose with my social media optimization strategy. And by using my blog, last year I blogged for 50 days in a row and I created 1.1 million references to my keywords. And my blog is what drove that traffic to those landing pages, and my page rank on Google went from a 1 to a 4 as a result of that.
Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome. What are some of the other website maintenance things, Dave, that we can talk about?
You have to have an opt-in list.
Opt-in list.
For people to be able to subscribe to your newsletter or your email list, your RSS feeds for your blog so people can subscribe to that or get other status updates on your website. And most importantly is you have to have calls to action. Every tweet you do, in my opinion, should have some kind of a call to action unless you're engaging your consumer where you're responding to a question they might ask. But even in that case, you might want to send them to a specific landing page. So there have to be calls to action. Otherwise, it doesn't make a lot of sense to have the website.
Gotcha. We're talking to Dave Westfall, everybody. He's the CEO of DewPoint.com. That's DewPoint.com. Now, the third quadrant, Dave, that you've got of your website is customer engagement. What is involved in customer engagement?
Well, this is where you build your followers, and you do this through your blog and having people comment on your blog. You do this by having a Twitter account so that people can follow you there. You do this by having a fan page on Facebook, which, like for a radio talk show host, is something that I would really strongly recommend, is that you have a Facebook fan page so that people can go there and know what your skill is and be able to get to your recordings and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, for me, I have a very big presence on LinkedIn. I'm in the top 1% of all the 70 million people that are on LinkedIn.
Wow.
Because I have 14,500 followers. So I get a lot of people. That's where I engage them, and they come to my website and become followers, and they sign up for my newsletter list, they get my newsletters, they get my blogs, and all those kinds of things. Retweets is another way you can do consumer engagement. If you start by retweeting other people's tweets that are in your niche, it allows you then to become an expert and with that topic and subject matter, and then more people start following you because you retweet, because you're repaying a favor. So somebody else tweeted about something and you retweet it for them, so you're passing it on to your followers and you're doing what's referred to as the viral marketing aspect of social media optimization.
Gotcha.
Spreading the word.
Gotcha. We're talking to Dave Westfall, everybody. The fourth quadrant, Dave, in your four-quadrant system is the metrics. And in the metrics, you have things like Google Analytics. What's important about the metrics here?
Well, you have to have the metrics in order to be able to measure what's happening. You need to know how many visitors are coming to your website, and Google Analytics will help you do that. You need to know where they're going once they get to their website, what page did they land on, did they start on, which page did they exit on, and more importantly, did they get to your goal page? And your goal page is where they can buy something or get some free stuff, what I refer to as bait. I give away a lot of white papers. I give away a lot of content on my website, and Google Analytics allow me to track those website visitors through the path that they take to your website. You can also offer what's referred to as A/B tests, so you can test a page, a version of a page in an A test versus a B test, and that helps you find out what's going on. You also need to know where your prospects came from. So in my case, I use an affiliate marketing program that allows me to assign an affiliate number to my Twitter account. So I know that a given prospect came to my website from Twitter or from Facebook or from LinkedIn or from YouTube. I know the source of that lead, so that when I get the sales, I'm able to say in the first 6 months of this year, I've had 24,000 visitors from my social media websites, and they've made 110 purchases on my website, and I know where they came from.
Wow, that's awesome. We're talking to Dave Westfall. And now, Dave, a shameless plug. You've got an offer for our listeners. If they are listening to the sound of our voice and they want to know more about this, what is that offer and where can they find it?
I'd like to offer them a free copy of my social media ROI white paper. It's available on my website by going to www.dupointe.com/SMO-ROI, and you'll get a free copy of the white paper. That diagram that we just talked about, the four-quadrant social media segmentation is there, and how we measure ROI at DuPoint Ventures.
All right, and that address one more time for listeners is DuPoint, DuPointe.com/SMO-ROI. Perfect. Capital. That is great. I can't believe how quickly the time goes, Dave. We're running out of time here. But if you were advising people here in Ventura County that need to get into social marketing, social media marketing, what would be the first step that they need to take immediately to get started?
Go to the big three, go to Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and create a keyword-rich profile. That's very important because you have to be found for the keywords that people are searching on Google and Yahoo, or your presence is, you're not visible on the internet, and that'll help you with your website and improve your search engine results page rankings and all those kinds of things. That's the best place to start.
All right, go to the big three: Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Dave Westfall, thank you so much for being our guest, social media optimization expert and key on return on investment. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you.
Now, you've been listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. That brings us to the end of another show. If you missed this interview or any of our interviews, you can find it up on my website, which is brainstormingonline.com. That's brainstorming, S-T-O-R-M-I-N, online.com. And you can join us every day, Monday through Friday, here on KKZZ AM 1400 at 10 o'clock or streaming over the internet on brainstorming.com. Coming up next is Living Your Inspired Life with Susan Burrell. We end this show by saying, go out and be the change you want to see in the world. Remember, the leaders of the past didn't hold with today's conventions, and neither will the leaders of tomorrow. We'll talk.